A house is made of wood and stone, but only love can make a home. Welcome to the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, helping you make your home into one you'll love even more. Here are your hosts, Dan Hansen and Betsy Thompson.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Betsy.
Good morning,
Dan. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm all right. You living the dream?
Yeah, better than earlier this week, I would say.
Yeah, you had a lot of snow this week for you. You were in Kalamazoo.
Yeah.
Betsy got snowed in.
Uh-huh.
We record our show. Let's start with that.
Yeah, let's just throw that
out
there.
So every week, we record the show and get it ready for Saturday.
Right.
And once in a while, we've done a few live shows.
Yeah.
So that happens.
Yeah.
But for the most part, we try to record it. It works out easier to get guests here.
Right.
Works out easier to edit out the really inane things that you
yes.
have said.
Oh, right. that I have
no,
said.
Normally, if there's editing to be done, it's me that's being cut out because I tend to ramble and I tend
what?
To make a lot of mistakes and not always be
crazy.
Clear in what I'm saying. I get very excited.
Yes. Yes. We're all aware
right?
of that.
Uh-huh. I'm full of energy and excitement. Like
yeah.
A small
you don't
child.
Need the coffee. You're like one of those little pull back cars that you pull it back and then you let go and it just shoots across
yeah,
the room.
That's
yeah. That's
kind of
like you.
That's
mm-hmm.
exactly me.
Yes.
Anyway. So we had this interview lined up for this past Wednesday, and then Betsy gets snowed in Kalamazoo. So we had to get creative. Fortunately, John from FiberCare
was a real trooper.
Yeah, he actually rolled with it. He sat in Betsy's chair and talked to Betsy on the phone.
Yeah.
So that segment is a little weird.
It's a little different,
but it came
yeah.
out great. We talk about hardwood flooring and tile and grout and how to keep those surfaces clean in our homes.
Yeah, because it's not easy. And most people are a little unsure what you're supposed to do.
John's got all the info that you need. And that's coming up at the end of the show.
Right. But before that, we are going to be in the studio with Dale Dykema. He's the president of Mobility Worldwide West Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And they do a really cool thing. They make a special cart for people in developing countries who may not be able to walk wherever they need to go.
Right.
So it's a very cool thing that they're doing over
right.
there.
But before we get to all of that, we want to talk about a project that Betsy's been kind of spearheading for the upcoming Home and Garden Show.
Yeah.
Which I should say, by the way, right now that we're going to give tickets away at the end of this show
right.
for that. So
yes.
hang around all the way to the end. We'll tell you how you could win some pairs of tickets to the Home and Garden Show coming up at the end of February, beginning of March.
Right. Now, we were at the Remodeling a New Home show back in January. And we had wallpaper showcased in our booth.
Amongst other brilliant things.
Yes, among many other
yeah, somebody
things in there.
So smart. Designed that booth, right?
Are you going to take credit for that?
I'm going to take a lot of credit for that.
Yeah, imagine
it's a very
that.
Homemade booth, but we
but
got
it
a
looks
lot of compliments,
okay.
and it's all built around projects.
Yeah, we can walk you through almost
tons
any project.
Of different home projects.
With, you know, examples
yeah.
of what you're
it
doing.
It was really fun. We had a lot of fun, but
yeah.
one of those things, like you mentioned, was wallpaper.
Yeah. And we thought we would show wallpaper again at the Home and Garden Show, but if you were at the Remodeling a New Home Show, who wants to go through the Home and Garden Show and see exactly the same thing all over again? So
right.
I was thinking, you know, what ways can we showcase wallpaper? I was digging in my brain, trying to find some things that I have done.
Oh, that's a journey.
In the past.
Tons of cobwebs and all kinds of dark corners.
Only in certain spots are there cobwebs,
gotcha.
But yes, there are a few. So I was digging around in there trying to think of some of these things that I've done, how have I shown wallpaper in the past, and I remembered, well, I tell people to do this all the time, but how often do I actually do it for here at RepcoLite? Frame it. Make it artwork, because let's face it, good artwork can be really, really costly, and if you're like me, buying that artwork is just not in the budget right now. So this is a great way to do it and to
and
showcase
you're saying
it.
Not just to demonstrate it or show it off at a show, because who cares about
right,
that?
Right, right.
You're saying for the home.
Yes, absolutely.
This is art for your walls.
Yeah, and it's very reasonably priced art because you're using smaller pieces of wallpaper, so you don't have to buy the entire roll of wallpaper.
Why don't you back up the Betsy bus for just a second?
Uh-huh.
All right, put the brakes on.
Okay.
You're doing what you say I do.
Okay.
You're like so super excited
uh-huh.
that either I'm not cognitively able to keep up.
Well, that may be.
Or maybe you've moved so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Just give people an idea. You know, we talked about framing it. We talked about paint a picture verbally. for what you're doing.
Okay, so a lot of people, either they put a bunch of pieces of art together on a wall, or one giant piece of art, which you can also do in this method. Or, you know, like you see all those people who have a bunch of family photos in different frames all over a wall. A gallery wall, is that what they call them, I think? So
my home has like big sections of nine pictures in a square, right?
Of you? What we're
of me. All different poses.
Uh-huh.
You know, stroking my chin.
11 by 17 glossies.
Pensive. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Anyway, so you're talking about that, but with wallpaper inside.
Right. The key to this whole thing is the picture frames, because at the end of the day, you want it to all be cohesive, especially if you're using different wallpapers up there. You want it to all look, you know, similar.
Depends on the room, though. If you were doing a kid's room,
yes,
you might want all different colors, and even different styles of picture frames would be fine.
Yeah. Well, so, and that's the great thing about this. You don't have to have all the picture frames being the same style, because if you paint them, that automatically creates that cohesive look that you're talking about.
So where do you start? Do you start by looking for frames, and where do you look for frames?
That's where I start. I always pick up frames, you know, at any of the resale shops, things like that. You can get them discount stores. You can find them really cheap, you know, 10 cents,
Chuck
50
the art
cents
that's in them.
Well, some of them don't even have art. Some of them are just empty frames, which is a great find for something like this.
So you don't have to buy new frames.
Nope. Nope.
You can buy them. They can be whatever material.
Exactly. Because you're going to paint them.
Right. And you would want to prime them.
Yeah.
With a product called Styx from Insulex. It's a Benjamin Moore product, technically.
Yeah, bonding primer.
Own Insulex, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a bonding primer. It bonds to everything. We talk about it all the time. We demonstrate it at the show, at the Home and Garden Show, on ceramic tile, glazed ceramic tile with this primer on it. You can't scrape it off.
Right.
That's how tightly it bonds.
Yeah.
So put that on these picture frames, and then you can go over it with whatever finish paint you want.
Right.
Repcolite or Benjamin Moore.
Of course.
For the discerning buyer.
Right. Now,
so you start with your frames.
Yeah.
Tell us about the paper. Where do you get that? And are you buying huge double rolls?
Let's back up real quickly.
Oh, we're going to back up the Dan bus.
Yes, we're going to back up the Dan bus, because I want to talk about what you put on these frames. Because for a while, I was all into this champagne metallic color. It wasn't quite silver. It wasn't quite gold.
Oh, a champagne color.
Yeah.
It wasn't like carried around a bottle with you everywhere you went.
Right. Exactly. So for a while, all the picture frames I had wore that color. We now have this really cool product by Benjamin Moore. It's called Molten Metallics, and it gives you kind of a hammered look, a hammered metal look.
And like Betsy, when she had her bottle of champagne, had a hammered look too, right?
Yeah. So... So you just roll it on there, and it gives you this cool texture without actually being a texture on there. So
there's a slight texture to it.
Yeah, a little bit
bumpy, but it is really cool. It's beautiful stuff. It's an incredibly unique look and super easy to get.
Yeah.
You roll it on in one direction, and then you roll it in the other direction is the proper way to do it.
Yeah.
And then you just let it go.
Yep.
And it will pull itself apart and separate and create all these little
and there's
pockets.
Four or five different metallic colors. I can't remember. Gold, silver, bronze.
That would be a great way to go on these picture frames. You could go to any other finish paint, you know, depending on the sheen or the colors. If you wanted a high gloss, like a primary colors for a kid's room or a fun room like that.
Yeah.
Repcolite's Glow Enamel. It's an oil-based product. We haven't talked about it a lot on the show, but it is one of my go-to paints because it self-levels so well. It is high gloss, so you've got to want that. But it's extremely durable. It's urethane fortified and holds up to almost everything and brushes and rolls beautifully. That's Glow Enamel. That would be great if you're doing like a kid's room.
Right. Now, once you've got your frames all ready to go, then it's time to look at some different wallpapers. Now, these come in every variety. You can choose according to color. You can choose according to theme or something like that, pattern. And there are even some that are a really huge pattern that you could get just one portion of it and frame that up and have just one huge piece of art. So that looks really cool. And a lot of these, this is the cost savings part. You don't have to buy the whole roll. You can buy just samples, and they're anywhere from free for some sizes to about $12 or so for like a 5-foot sample. So depending on what you're looking for, it's a way more cost effective way.
It's a really interesting project. It's a great way to get wallpaper on a wall.
Without the commitment.
Without committing to putting it on an entire wall. So it's much more inexpensive, easy to remove and change if you ever want to.
Yep.
And you can completely fill a room with color and pattern and visual textures.
Right.
In such an easy way.
Yeah.
Really interesting project. Check out our samples, what we came up with at the Home and Garden Show, and you can get there free if you hang around and listen to the end of our show today, and if you win the tickets.
Right.
We'll tell you all about that later. Now, we're going to go take some breaks, right?
Yes, coffee break.
Yeah, coffee break.
Yep.
Time for that. And then when we come back, we'll be in the studio with Dale Dykema from Mobility Worldwide to talk about those carts. That's coming up next. Stay tuned.
Helping you turn your house into your dream home. This is the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, presented by Benjamin Moore on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
And here we are again.
We are.
Back with the Repco Light Home Improvement Show.
Absolutely.
Is anything more exciting than that? Yes, there's a lot of things more exciting.
Well, I don't
know.
For some people, this is like a really, really, really fun thing.
Yeah. It used to be my mom, but she kind of quit. I've said that before.
Sad.
She can't find it.
Yeah, well.
I get a call once a week.
Yeah, well.
Where is that show that you do again? Which channel on TV? Mom, it's radio. Good heavens.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it happens.
We're here.
Anyway, we are here. And this is kind of a cool segment that we're going to do right now.
You say
now.
That all the time.
No, usually I say cool. I'm very excited. But this is a unique segment for us. Right now we are in the studio with Dale Dykema. He's the president of Mobility Worldwide.
West Michigan.
And they make a special kind of mobility scooters for people in need in... What do you call these countries that you send them to? I don't know what the correct terminology is.
Well, I won't know about being politically correct, but we refer to it as developing countries.
Developing countries.
And our carts are designed really for the rural areas. That's why they're very rugged.
Mm-hmm.
Not the fastest things in the world, but they're rugged for places that don't have pavement.
It's a really cool organization. There's a lot of just really good work that gets done. So, Dale, thanks for being here. We're glad you're here.
So am I.
And I guess let's just get started with the organization itself. You know, tell us a little bit about Mobility Worldwide and what you do. We've mentioned the carts, but I guess let's just take a look at the organization.
Mobility Worldwide started 25 years ago, and it was originally called PET, Personal Energy Transportation.
Two years ago, it had nothing to do with dogs and cats and stuff like
no.
that.
No. That's why we changed the name to Mobility Worldwide. So it's an international organization, and we have 24 shops around the country that make these three-wheeled, hand-cranked carts for people that cannot use their legs. In Holland, we exclusively make the small cart, which is for children and for small adults in as many as 80 countries around the world.
That's a lot of countries.
Well, it's a ton. And how many of these things do you crank out every year? Noticed I used the word crank.
Yes.
Isn't that
Thank
pretty
you.
Cool?
Mm-hmm.
We just increased our production from 500 a year to 750. So we make 15 a week in Holland. Across the country, we've made pushing on 80,000 of them in our history.
Okay.
Wow. Now, how many? I was looking at your website, just perusing, because there is a ton of information. If you are at all interested in this organization, I encourage you to go to their website because it is absolutely incredible, the stuff you have.
When you go to the website, by the way, if you go to Mobility Worldwide International, you will get the international website. And then on there, it says affiliates. And we are one of the affiliates. So if you want to find us, you can go to either mobilityworldwidewestmichigan.org or you can go to the Worldwide International and then find us on the affiliate list.
So you have 24 affiliates. About how many people are at each facility?
We have 75 people that volunteer in Holland.
Okay.
By the way, the entire organization internationally has 2.5 employees. Everybody else
awesome.
Is a volunteer.
Wow, that is incredible.
So where did the whole idea come from? I mean, you said 25 years ago it started?
Yes. It started with a missionary, who Larry Hills, who was in Africa, and he came home and talked to a friend of his who was a Methodist minister and said, we need something to get people off the ground. People that are disabled, that are crawling, we need to have something. the Methodist minister had a neighbor who was an engineer.
Okay.
And he then designed the original cart. Now, it's been revised many times since then, but that was 25 years ago, and they started with a shop in Penny Farms, Florida, which is actually started by J.C. Penney as a place for retired missionaries to live. And the minister happened to be in Columbia, Missouri, and they were the first two shops. We were the 13th shop when we started 10 years ago.
Wow, so you've been doing this a while. Now, these carts, how many different kinds are there? You said you just make the smaller one for children and small adults, but there are other variations, correct?
Yes, there's the child size cart, the adult size cart, and then there's what we call the push-pull cart, and that's for somebody that can't crank. These are hand-cranked, so it's like having the bicycle pedals up on your hands, and it moves the front wheel. So for people that can't crank, we have a push-pull cart for adults.
And the seats on these are different. Is that correct? Because I was looking at the website and some of them looked a little more comfortable than others, I will admit.
Yes, our cart has a foam seat that's medical foam that's actually donated to us from an organization. And the adult size, and so we have a foam seat, and then a webbed back, so the webbed back can be adjusted to the size of the child. And the adult cart has a padded seat and a padded back that is one unit, and that can be moved back and forth and up and down, as can ours.
Now, I know that Repcolite got involved with you guys. I don't know how long ago, though.
That was 2 years ago, and we were in need of a good quality paint because these things we hope will last 10 years, and they are in various environments, including monsoons and so forth. And so Repcolite has helped us, and they donate all of our paint. And we get various colors because, of course, we're making them for children. Mm-hmm. So all of our metal parts are various colors, as are the paints.
Okay, because, yeah, they're very bright.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
All kinds of colors. Even the adult ones have some color to them, don't they?
It depends on the organization. Some of them make them just with treated lumber and unpainted. Other people paint them.
Okay.
But we paint all of our parts, and all of our metal parts are now powder-coated for being long-lasting. All of our fasteners are stainless steel, and they are also donated.
How do you raise funds to cover the expenses?
We make presentations to various organizations, organizations like Lions Clubs, and also a lot of churches have been our steady donors, and we have a lot of individual donors. Once you see one of our carts and you see the need of the people that receive the carts, it's pretty
easy to get the funding you need. And that's what we want to talk about. We're running out of time on this segment, Dale, but I want to get to some of the stories, you know, the experiences that you've seen. You know, let's just paint that picture for people. Can you hang with us over the break?
Absolutely.
All right. We'll be back in the studio with Dale Dykema, president of Mobility Worldwide West Michigan. That is a lot
to say.
That's a
tongue twister.
Did I do it right?
Yes.
Okay. Because I didn't do it right the first time we met.
Right.
And then many times after that.
Right.
We'll be back in the studio with Dale in just a minute. Stay tuned.
If you want to take your DIY skills up a rung, the Repcolite Home Improvement Show is here to give you a boost. On News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
Well, welcome back. I'm Dan. Oh, did you hear that? Welcome back.
Wow! Sounded like someone stepped on your toes and you squeaked.
I rolled over my foot with my chair. I wish that was true. My voice
Holy
just breaks.
Cow.
Someday I will be a grown-up.
Yeah, I don't see that in your future.
I'm Dan Hansen.
And I'm Betsy Thompson.
And we're here in the studio with Dale Dykema, president of Mobility Worldwide West Michigan. Dale, thanks for hanging with us over the break.
Thank you for allowing me to be here.
Yeah. And we were talking about these hand crank carts that you produce for people in these developing countries who don't have the use of their legs, who can't get around in any convenient way at all.
Well, yeah, and a wheelchair may not be economically available to them, or it may be the terrain that is an issue.
Right, but these little carts, they kind of power the way through.
Yeah, these are very sturdy carts. For example, the wheels are not air-filled. They are solid rubber, and we put sealed bearings on them to make them last. Hmm. They're meant for rugged terrain.
Right. And it's a great mission. Do you call yourself, what do you guys refer to yourselves as? Are you a mission? Are you a, you've got a mission.
We're an NGO, a non-government organization.
There you go.
The
that
best.
But it is largely started by and maintained by people who have a religious intent to do God's work.
Help our listeners understand the need that's out there and how these carts meet that need.
Well, first thing to understand is poverty. One of the stories will tell that. My wife and I have been to India a couple times, Vietnam and Nepal and Guatemala for distributions of these carts. And one of the distributions was in Siliguri, India. And there was a child there who was normal till he was two, and he had a febrile illness. And thereafter, he was weak on one leg and one arm. And from that day until we saw him when he was 10, he never moved unless one of his parents carried him. Mm. They did not even have a little red wagon. They had nothing. And when we put him on that cart, he was able to crank it with his good arm, and you could see his weak arm was following it, and it was going to be physical therapy for this kid.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
It changed the family. The family now could have him be independent to go to school, mm-hmm. and they would be relieved of the duty of carrying him around.
So it really changes lives. I mean, it's a more grand impact than we may realize sitting
right.
here.
Right. When we sit here and talk about all these little carts that help people get places, it really undersells what's mm-hmm. really happening.
Yeah, it absolutely changes an entire family's life.
That's incredible.
Another story that was very compelling was a non-resident Indian, that is a man from India who lives in Ann Arbor, and he was visiting his home and he saw this little girl actually crawling to school. Her legs had been deformed since she was born. They were folded up under her body, and she had to put her hands forward, scoot her body, and then put her hands forward and scoot her body. That's how she got to school. And so he saw that. He came back, got one of our child-sized carts, brought it to her, and then said he wanted to do more. He then brought an entire container of carts to his home area, and Kathy and I went and visited during that distribution, and we met Priya, the little girl who had gotten the cart 3 years before. We saw our three-year-old cart, and when we looked at that, we learned a few things to change to make things better.
Oh, really?
Cool. So,
good. Always developing.
We uh-huh. we improved the seat after that visit, and we were able to see that this child now, instead of crawling and being at the level of her her classmates' knees, was now up at the same level as them. And she was the star of the show that day. Of course, part of it was because the Caucasians were there to visit her.
Right.
That is so cool. There's just, you don't think about that. You don't think about what that must be like.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you can step in and make a difference.
Yeah. I have a son who's a quadriplegic, and he's in a wheelchair. And it is amazing, even in the United States, that when he and I go to a store to buy something, they look to me instead of to him. And he's down at a lower level.
Mm-hmm.
Try hugging somebody in a wheelchair and see how life is just different, but right. we can make it a lot less different by putting them up on a cart.
Right. Now, you were talking about how you went to these places, but this is something that others who may be interested can do as well, correct?
Yes. We don't always know where they're going, but we do sometimes, and we have different trips that can be made if somebody's interested in doing that. The international organization just had two trips that went to Haiti that people could join and be at a distribution.
And so they just get to see when they go on these trips, these carts being handed out to people and really the difference that they make.
Yeah, they may be involved in actually constructing them because, of course, mm-hmm. we partially deconstruct them to ship them.
Okay.
So they may be constructing them, and then they are there during the distribution to see who's going to benefit
right.
from this.
So you said that you had 75 volunteers. Do you ever need more?
Absolutely. The entire organization is done with retirees. And so we have people that go south for the winter. Interestingly, we have one pair of guys. One of them goes south for the winter and the other guy works. And in the summer, the south guy comes back and works and the other guy goes and plays golf.
Gotcha. Uh-huh.
That works out well.
Tag team that. Uh-huh. If our listeners want to find out more information, if they want to get in touch with you about anything, if they've got skills that they maybe want to offer as, you know, volunteer services, how's the best way for them to get in touch?
Well, the best thing is to go to the website, and on the website they will see both the phone number and the email, and they can get a hold of us, especially if you're a welder. We need welders.
Oh, you do?
Oh, so putting the call out, any welders out there, you are needed. Your skills are needed.
It's a really cool organization. I mean, that doesn't even come close to
right.
When you see some of the stuff on the website, and mm-hmm. you should go there, there's video, yeah. all kinds of things. You see the difference that this makes in people's lives, and you hear the stories, and it's, you know, we're only a part of it in a very little, small way,
yes.
but it's still fun to be a part of it.
Can I tell you one more story?
Absolutely.
I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I went with a bunch of Vietnam veterans that have an organization called the Dove Fund, and they do various things in Vietnam. And one of the things they did was distribute carts. So while we were at the distribution, we were giving adult-sized carts and small-sized carts, mm-hmm. and we gave four of the adult-sized carts to double amputees who had been injured in the war. Mm. And when we got done, I talked to the interpreter, and I said, what side were they on? And he said, I don't know.
Yeah.
It just didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
They needed a cart.
Right.
So cool. Dale Dykema, president of Mobility Worldwide, West Michigan.
West Michigan.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Now, coming up after the break, it's been a little bit of a rough week, and you're going to find out exactly why. Stay tuned.
If you want to take your DIY skills up a rung, the Repco Light Home Improvement Show is here to give you a boost on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
And we're back for the most part. We've got kind of an interesting scenario right now. We record this show.
Uh-huh.
We've talked about that before, that it's recorded during the week, and then we send the files off and they play on Saturday. But right now, for the first time ever, Betsy is off-site because of the weather. Where are you exactly right
yes,
now, Betsy?
I am very snowed in Kalamazoo, so right now I am talking to everyone sitting in my car.
Yeah, we did what we could technologically. No, we did everything technically that we could. Yeah, yes. I was an English major. Think of that. And I can barely get through that. But we did everything we could to come up with the best possible alternative to having Betsy be here. And who knows? Maybe this will be better than having Betsy be here. I'll find out.
Hey, wait a minute now.
I'm in the studio right now. This is strange. Just me and John Schremser uh-huh. from FiberCare. John is in Betsy's chair, spinning around, and he's treating it with utter respect, Betsy, just so you know.
So he's sitting on my royal throne.
He's sitting on your royal throne. Yes, exactly. So anyway, today we've had John in the studio before, and we talked about carpet cleaning. Today we want to focus on tile and grout and hardwood floors, some of the hard surfaces. But before we get into that, why don't you just tell us a little bit about FiberCare and all the different things that you guys do?
Oh, goodness gracious. I love it. Thank you. We've been in business 24 years now, and besides the carpet, the upholstery cleaning, we clean leather. Mm-hmm. I do some repairs on leather as well. And then we do a lot of rugs. I do some hand knotting of Oriental rugs, or if they're area rugs, I can repair that.
Okay.
And then, of course, we do repairs on carpet, as well. It might be restretched, might be taking care of a hole. It could be numerous different things. We do spot dyeing as well. And I think that's pretty much what we do.
Well, the leather repair is interesting to me because, you know, I mean, like a hole in leather, you can help me fix that. I mean, I understand there are limits.
Yeah, there are, of course, you know. Yes, it depends on the type of hole it is, but we can use a filler, and then we put some dye or a color in that to give it the color.
Okay.
And it seals it, and then we put the coating on top to make it look like the rest. We might have to engrain a grain to it or emboss a grain, and we can do that as well.
Really? How do you do that?
Most grains are put on by heat.
Okay.
So what I'll do is use an epoxy, put it on the grain somewhere close to that.
Yeah.
And then let it dry. Epoxies dry very quickly. And then we'll put your filler in there and cover it up with the new piece.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll put heat on top of that. I've got a heat pan that probably goes about 600 degrees or something like that. And it just embosses.
Really?
Yes.
That is pretty cool.
Yep.
And you've got info on that on your website, I believe, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right. So you do a lot of different stuff. So nobody should write you off.
Right.
Right? And you're sitting in Betsy's chair anyway. And he's just, you know, I think you should just co-host the show with me from now on.
Thank you.
Betsy can call in from time to time. Anyway, let's get to hardwood floors because I know she's getting snarky, but she can't see when she can interrupt. So she's a little more quiet than normal. It's kind of nice. Hardwood flooring.
Well, and you also can't see the death glares I'm giving you.
No, I can feel them, though. Do you feel it, too?
Yes.
Yes. We both can feel it. Anyway, hardwood floors.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk first off just about daily maintenance. You know, keeping our hardwood floors clean. What do you recommend is probably the best way to go?
Well, I don't know. You know, the surface of the wood is very durable.
Gotcha.
Okay? And this is basically a sandy area, a gritty area. We all know that you don't even have to have the windows open in the summertime. You're going to get some abrasives
right
in the house, on the floor. And that's going to grit into the epoxy or the surface. And so you want to remove that as quickly as possible because it's going to scratch. It's going to either dull out the surface or could do even more than that. So use something with very light moisture. Pick that stuff up, vacuuming frequently. If you did that daily, that would be wonderful. You'll get results.
What about a beater bar? That would, I assume, be bad.
You know what? It depends upon the thickness of the plastic beater bar.
Okay. So potentially that's not bad, but if you can use something with just suction, I assume that's probably better.
Correct.
All right. So get that stuff up as much as we can. The little dry mop things.
Yep.
A damp mopping is okay.
Perfect.
I'm assuming a lot of moisture is a bad thing.
Bad thing.
Potentially. So do that as much as we
can. So wait, can I use my steam mop on that, or is that too much moisture?
No, the nice thing about a steamer is it's a steam. It's not wet, if that makes some sense.
Okay.
It's very low moisture is what we call it.
Okay, and you're all right with that?
Perfect.
Okay, that works. So we should do that, maintain the floors. But eventually, when would we need to get somebody out? Because you do hardwood cleaning. Mm-hmm. When do people get you out? When they've spilled something really, really bad?
When well, of course, you can do that.
And I don't want to pick it up.
Yeah, it depends on the traffic of in the house. You know, if you've got a house full of children, pets, you know, a lot of activities, you're going to want to do it more often.
Okay.
If you're a retired couple that's going to Florida for 6 months out of the year, this time of year, you know,
wouldn't that be nice?
Yes. You might want to do it every several years. But if they decided to do it once a year, that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Doing it every couple of years, probably what the manufacturers want.
And that will remove what? Dirt, all kinds of stuff from even within, between the boards, the cracks?
Yeah. That'll come out.
What do you use?
There's two things to think about. One is the chemistry. Okay. The products we use are proven products. We know what their limitations are. We know how effective they are. We know what kind of results we're going to get. And then the equipment we use, it not just extracts stuff, but it also has a bristle, or we call a cylindrical brush, in there. And this solution is sprayed right onto that, and then it agitates all that stuff up, and it vacuums it out. There's a squeegee on the front and then the back. And so we know that it's going to be dry very, very quickly. We know what kind of results we get. We can take a white terry cloth towel and wipe up afterwards, and we know that the terry cloth towel is going to come up white.
Really?
It's just remarkable.
That clean?
Yes.
I don't think
that
I've ever...
That is crazy, because I can clean and clean and clean my floors, and if I did that, I can still get stuff up.
She lives in a barn. You know, I'm just saying. Betsy, that wasn't...
The death glares, do you feel them?
I do. This one hurts. I think I have a bruise from that one. All right, so hardwood floors. Uh-huh. Let's talk about tile, and I guess specifically grout, because that is gross. I mean, it can be gross. How do we keep our grout clean? I don't want to be on the floor with a toothbrush all day long. And that's all I've ever read. You know, things like baking soda and a toothbrush, and there you go. What do you recommend?
You know, it's not an easy thing. Because the grout, of course, lower than the tile, is when you take a mop across there or whatever you take across it, it's going to push it all down there. And so you need to get it out. What we do, I'm going to fast forward with that, is that we want to vacuum first, and then we'll use a strong detergent on mm-hmm. that because that works very, very effectively. And then we'll basically pressure wash it. But this is within a piece of equipment. So we're pressure washing and extracting that solution out.
Oh, so it contains the overspray
exactly.
and all of that.
Exactly.
So there's no mess.
Immediately. And in many cases, we can have that carpet or the area dry within 15 minutes. Okay. So that's the first step. We want to analyze and make sure we don't have any restrictions. There's a sealant on there that's, you know, caught stuff in there. Mm-hmm. And we can do an excellent job. We have some other products that we will also use in case that doesn't give us the results we want. Doesn't mean it's not giving us results, okay?
Right.
We want to get it cleaner yet or to look better yet. And then we might use something on a we would use it like an etching situation.
Oh.
Where we want to take off part of the surface, and then it makes a brand new surface.
And you can do that just on the grout? Or are we talking everything?
You can both ways.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even tile?
A tile, definitely.
And then what do? You reseal it, you said?
Yeah, we have we call it a sealer. It's not a wax. You don't want to put wax on there. It's not a good thing to do. I like to use a sealant. There are some major brands out there that are very, very good. Will last 5, 6, 7 years.
And then you just redo the sealant, or you go through the whole process again? Depends on the situation, yeah, I'm assuming, how bad that is. Overall, how does this price out?
It depends on how the grout is, but you can go a range of probably 50 cents to $1 per square foot.
Mm-hmm.
I think most people are in that range. We're in that range.
So 50 cents to $1 a square foot is a rough idea.
Yeah.
So if you're sitting there listening to the Repco Light Home Improvement Show at your kitchen table, sipping a little coffee and looking at your floor, kind of do some math in your head, maybe give John a call. And John, if our listeners do want to get in touch with you guys for any of the things that you offer and do, how's the best way for them to do that?
They can call the office. We have a full-time staff there. It's 616-667-8580.
All right. And your website, FiberCare?
GR.
GR.com.
Yes.
Check them out. John Schremser from FiberCare. Thanks so much for being here.
You're welcome.
And Betsy, thanks for being here from Kalamazoo.
Hey, thanks for letting me actually be on the show.
Yeah, good deal. And that's going to do it, Betsy.
It is.
And you're back. You're back in
the studio. I know, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, the magic of radio.
Exactly.
Anyway, if you want to listen to this episode or any of our past episodes, you can find them online at repcolite.com. And while you're there, check out all the other amazingly cool things on our website.
Yeah, and make sure you're checking out Facebook, because that's where you're going to find us live at the Home and Garden Show at the end of the month. And that means that it must be time to give away some tickets. And I'm thinking the best way to give away these tickets today is to have you email us a good segment that you would like us to cover.
Yes. So we want to know, what would you like to hear about on the radio? Email that to radio@repcolite.com. And the first three people will get pairs of tickets to the Home and Garden Show coming up at the end of the month.
Exactly.
I'm Dan Hansen.
And I'm Betsy Thompson. Remember, if you're about to lose your DIY sanity, we can help you fix that crazy.
And we'll help you class up your home with
without your 11 by 17 glossies.
Of me?
Yes.
I wasn't going to say that they would class their home up with photos of me, but that is brilliant.
Oh, no.
If that's what you need, that's what we can help you with. Thanks for listening.